Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
All right, so we're at E3 2018, and one of the games that I've been waiting for a couple of weeks now, because I got an email that said, unannounced game from Remedy. I was like, oh my God, what could it be? Could it be a new Alan Wake, new Quantum Break? But no, it's a brand new IP. I'm very surprised, and we have someone from Remedy. What's your name? What is it you do for Remedy?
My name is Mikael Kasurinen, and I'm the game director of Control.
Game director. So, First of all, I'm a huge fan of Remedy. You know how many times I played Alan Wake, like so many times, even all the difficulties I played it. And also Quantum Break, I will do the same thing. I will go back and do like stuff that I missed and stuff. But this game really got my attention, man. It's a mix to me of the two. Like it feels, there's like the mystery part, like Alan Wake, but also has like kind of like the same gameplay like Quantum Break. So for those that don't know much about Control, what you could tell us about that game?
Right. So Control is a story of Jesse Faden, who becomes the new director of this mysterious organization called Federal Bureau of Control. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have an easy first day at work, because there's this strange, extraordinary supernatural force that takes over the entire headquarters of this government agency. And this location, this HQ of this bureau, is a complicated, vast, mysterious place dealing with supernatural powers. And she needs to basically take control back. This alien force, this strange thing, has taken over, transformed, and twisted this entire place and also the humans within it. And basically that's what she's up against. Luckily she has some supernatural powers of her own, mainly dealing with telekinetic abilities. Like she's able to control the environment, use it as shield or use it as a weapon, or she can kind of make herself fly, for instance, through, you know, like levitation. And that's the setup for Control. And I think the biggest thing that we're going to do differently compared to Quantum Break and Alan Wake is that as a kind of a starting point for the entire thing was that we wanted to create an exciting, interesting, complicated, layered world that people want to return to. We started with that. Like, what is this place? How does it work? What's within it? What are the mysteries and kind of different secrets you can find? What is the layout of this place even? And so on. And we came up with this interesting, mysterious location that seems almost infinite to all directions. And it's shape-shifting and almost feels like it's alive. And then we started to create the actual stories. Like, who's Jesse? What is she doing here? What is she trying to achieve and go through? And that sets up the basic structure of the game. Like, we're going for more like Metroidvania type of an experience, more open-ended.
Okay.
So the player can actually choose whether they want to continue on the main campaign or whether they want to do side quests, just explore, or even tackle other game modes that we're going to introduce later.
One of the things, you know, seeing her like for the first time on the trailer during the PlayStation press conference, it's like I'm very curious about her. Like, I really want to know more about the character, and also why the name Control.
Why the name Control?
Why the name Control?
Well, that's that's a easy question in the sense Control is what the entire game is about. It is about losing control. Like, the entire HQ is basically lost. The bureau people are not in control anymore. It is about controlling the environment and trying to control the environment and taking control back. So that's the theme of what this game is about. And sorry, what was the other
about her? Like, it's
who she is.
Yeah, who she is. Like, I'm more like, I really want to know much more about her background story. Like, the thing that I like about the other two games is, yes, the story is really good, but I also like to know more. Maybe about more about the character. So I was always interesting on every time I would play Alan Wake, every time I'll find out something new or like an Easter egg that has something to do with his story from back then. So are we going to see something like that, that we will learn more about her through the campaign or side quests especially?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Jesse is an outsider to this world. So she basically sees the Bureau really as it is for the first time as she enters this building. Mm-hmm. And but her being an outsider doesn't mean that she isn't familiar with strange forces. She has had things in her past where she's seen these type of elements. Mm-hmm. And she has had an uncanny way to achieve certain things that seem supernatural. She has had these elements in her past. Mm-hmm. But it was important to us to have Jesse as a point of view character for the player as well, because this place is so strange, so weird. Mm-hmm. And we want the player to feel like they're entering this place together with Jesse. As she sees it, tries to understand, so is the player as well. Mm-hmm. So we want to be, in the start, quite minimalistic and simple, almost, regarding who Jesse is. Mm-hmm. And we get to learn more about her as the story progresses in the main campaign. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, this story is about her becoming the director of this organization. And as you know, it's not a thing that you just immediately nail, like on your day one. It's something that you have to earn and own. And that's a huge part of the team. And throughout that experience, you will learn more about Jesse.
And that's good, because that will make you go back and do other things. You know, now, one thing that I'm very curious, I feel like all the games were kind of connected in some way, somehow. Mm-hmm. So this is also connected to the same universe, right? Without spoiling.
Yeah, it's
no spoilers.
I'm going to be very careful in how I choose my words.
Okay, all right.
Let's say Control is the world that you will see is a mysterious place, and there are all kinds of interesting things that you can learn in this place.
One thing that I did like about the previous games too is that you had a lot of the actors that you guys been really close and bring them back always to these games. She's also been worked with you guys in the past. The main actress, what's her name?
Courtney Hope.
Yeah, she did an amazing job. And I think even with this character, she did a pretty good job too. So far with the demo that I've seen.
Absolutely.
She's awesome.
Yeah, we loved working with her on Quantum Break. Mm-hmm. And as I said, like, you know, we like to work with certain people. And there's a trust that has been established throughout our kind of cooperation and so on. And she was an obvious choice for this role. Mm-hmm. And just want to say that, of course, Quantum Break is different compared to, let's say, Alan Wake and Control, because Quantum Break is not an IP that we own. It's actually Microsoft's IP.
Yeah.
But Alan Wake and Control definitely are ours.
And for those that might say, this is Quantum Break 2, I was like, nah, I can see why they would say that. But because, you know, there's a lot of the fans do love your games, and they will love for a sequel or something. Mm. But I think sometimes it's good to do new things, man. And I'm very happy that you guys are doing something totally new, because I think it's good. It's a different experience.
Yeah,
you know? So I think that's awesome.
I couldn't agree more. Quantum Break, I think, was a more mainstream game from us in many ways.
Yeah.
While when you look at Alan Wake and Control, they are more, let's say, creatively independent. Like we are being a bit more strange with that stuff. And that's what we love.
But I love that. That's what I like about this Control. So now I know her powers. She was lifting up a lot of objects and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them really heavy objects, some small. So from the start, can you lift heavy, like let's say cars, or is more of, while we're playing the campaign, her powers get stronger and stronger, and she can lift other objects. How that works?
So what's been important to us is that there's a sense of volition for the player. Like they can choose their path through this experience. And that includes her abilities, like, you know, we call it launch, where you can pick up objects and use them as weapons against the enemies. So all of these different abilities are customizable, and they have progression system attached, so you can make these powers stronger as well as you go through the game, complete quests and missions and find secrets and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can upgrade your character, you can upgrade your weapon, you can find different forms for your service weapon and so on. So all of these elements are a huge part of the gameplay grows.
What's the name of that gun that she was using in the demo?
We just call it the service weapon.
The service weapon, okay.
But it's more than that. It's a strange weapon, essentially. And
it's very fast. Like, I noticed when she runs, shooting is very, very fast.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's good.
Yeah, and it kind of lives with you, right? Like, as she extends her arm, the gun kind of just appears and constructs itself around her arm and so on. So we wanted to be this kind of shape-shifting feel to it that is constantly there. Mm. And it's a mysterious weapon, and every director who has existed for this organization has wielded that weapon.
Cool. And how's it felt, man, like showing this game at the PlayStation conference for the first time? I think the reaction was, because I was at the front, and the reaction was wild, man, in my section. It was really, really cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and actually, I was there sitting down, and my co-host was like, "This game looks familiar. Is that Remedy?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Oh my god, I have an appointment with Remedy. I think this is it. This is the game."
Yeah.
But once I got to see the trailer, it really got me curious, man, and I really want to know about the story. So I can't wait to actually play this when it comes out. So it's 2019, right?
2019, yeah.
So how was it, the reaction, man, for you guys, man? Showing for the first time, finally.
It's impossible to describe in words. It's our first time being at Sony conference and being part of that amazing lineup, by the way, that they had.
Yeah. It's like special, right? Like,
it was amazing, and it's really humbling as well to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I liked. Personally, of course, I need to pitch my game. It stood out in an interesting way, like, you know, with the colors and the style and tone and so on.
I think the flow felt right.
Yeah.
I think once I saw that trailer, I was like, perfect timing. This is good.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really awesome. All right, so for more information about Control, for more information where the fans could go, Remedy.
You can go to controlgame.com to find out more. It has the basic information, what's going on, what is the game about, all the platforms that could be out on. And we're going to be coming out in 2019.
Well, I can't wait. I'm pumped. All right, man. Thanks a lot, man. Great job, man.
Great meeting you.
Cool. Awesome.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.